Well, Eileen, first of all, if you could introduce yourself for me, please.
Hi, my name's Eileen Schofield. I've been practicing law related to immigration almost 30 years, headquartered in Atlanta, but have work all over the country, particularly in the ag industry, because I love it and it's been hijacked from a legal perspective.
Well, you did a workshop today here at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention, and your basic message to farmers and ranchers here is that they're a target when it comes to immigration law. Explain that. Why are farmers and ranchers in particular a target?
Currently, there's three agencies which focus on employers, and the agencies have published materials say they're focusing on employers in general. But for ag in particular, farmers and ranches, there's about five or six other separate laws which apply in that industry, which are the very big focus of the Department of Labor. We want people to follow the rules, that's for sure, but it's just another area where this industry is a target for additional investigations.
Well, and as you said, you've got three different agencies. You've got state-level things. Is it very confusing for farmers to be able to follow the law?
Oh, it's ridiculous. The government issues about 40 different kinds of documents for evidence of work authorization, and they anticipate that every HR person, every manager in the field is going to understand all of those. We find employees don't understand their documents, and employers don't understand the documents. And then when you have changing directives, changing instructions, some cards have expiration dates that don't matter. Sometimes they do matter. It's just an opportunity that's ripe for mistake. The other thing that's really bad is the law used to have the protection that you had to intend to do something wrong, and they're really trying to scale that back so it become a strict liability area of investigation and fining.
How often do the regulations, the rules, the things on their website, how often does this change? How can you keep track of things?
Actually, the law almost hasn't changed much. Right. The interpretation by the agencies and their enforcement has changed. There's a lot of stuff on the website. Actually, I think there's almost too much on the website because you can't really get a clear answer as to how you're supposed to work on things, and you don't get real-life examples. For instance, the Department of Justice, if an employee comes in and says, what do I bring to start work? And the employer says, bring your green card. The Department of Justice can take the view that that's an employer discriminating against the employee. That exchange is not clear on any website, and it's not made obvious so that someone's not going to step into a potential discrimination case. Then you have another agency which says, if you don't have the right documents, we're going to fine you. So the same employer can get, we have two right now in court. They're being sued for asking too many questions, and the other is being sued for not asking enough questions.
So what do you recommend for a farmer rancher who has seasonal labor that they need to keep track of and try to follow all the rules? What are your main recommendations?
Number one, I would say have a very simple policy. One page, what the instructions are, how you're supposed to do it, which I actually shared with people today. Anybody else is welcome to it as well. So it's not so complicated. Have the one page policy, how you're supposed to do it. The second part I would suggest is take it really seriously. This is not something people joke about. It's not. I've heard ICE officers say, well, of course the workers are illegal. They're all Hispanic. So if ICE officers take that view, other people are going to make comments like that. And in hindsight, those don't come out well in court. So you need to have a simple policy. Take the matter seriously. Have also a go-to person. Any agency, because right now the DOL is in doing immigration investigations. So if the DOL is asking questions, if it's immigration, if it's justice, have a czar, have somebody who's the go-to person so you can know what's happening and have your ear to the ground, as well as invite employees to share any time they feel like they've been misrepresented or they've been discriminated against. Because if someone feels that way, you want to resolve it if they have, and if they haven't, then you want them to come to you and you can explain it before they go to other agencies, which leads to an investigation. You want to fix it if you can, and you want to head off something if you can as well.
Well, because of all this complication and the fact that it could be interpreted different ways and you have different agencies, this all points up to the fact that we need some kind of immigration reform, especially for farmers and ranchers. Do you anticipate that happening, or what would you like to see? Being an immigration lawyer, what would you like to see for farmers if you care about agriculture?
I would really like to see, and this is sort of against what's been the trend for years, there's always been discussion about comprehensive immigration. We've had 25 years of trying to do comprehensive, which has never passed because of politics. And if you have a lot of nothing, you have a lot of nothing. And I actually think it makes more sense to separate certain industries and approach them on an area that makes sense. And ag is the best already because ag already has separate immigration laws. It has an H-2A program. Right. It has the farm contractor workers. I mean, it already has laws that approach it. So to me, it's a simple carve off and say, let's deal with this industry because it's deemed a critical infrastructure industry, but we're not able to give it the critical workers it needs to operate. And that to me seems like a disconnect. Some other industries maybe not don't carve off as well. Ag is without a doubt the first carve off possible.
You mentioned at the beginning of this interview that you think agriculture has been hijacked as an industry. Explain that.
Because it's one of the largest businesses in the United States, the country has not made it possible to have the fluid level of workers that it needs. The workers who are here, many of them have been working illegally. The government knows that. But those workers are subject to being picked up and deported at any time. You can't run a workforce that way. Employers are not able to promptly get the workers they need. So you're, again, putting them in the position of the vulnerability. It's like business by roulette. It's business by roulette. Then the only alternative is to export it. And if the current way we're investigating and the way we're doing stuff, why would someone invest a lot of money in the United States in an ag business when you run the risk that all your workers could be gone in a short time? And they'll always say, well, there's the H-2A program. But it takes 6 months to do. There's no flexibility. If the crops come in 2 weeks late, you can't keep the workers. If you need to move them to blueberries because pumpkins aren't ready or something, then you're violating the rules. Then you can get thrown out of the program. H-2A, we've had more investigations if the light bulbs are out in the buildings. It's not that we want people to not pay people what they need to be paid and get the work done, but it needs to be focused on a joint way to make it work instead of trying to find places where people are sort of ticking off that it's not working. But the fluidness, the DOL should be able to determine in an hour if they're qualified U.S. workers for a job. And if a farmer needs to extend those workers for 6 weeks, it should take an hour to do it, not 45 days.
What do you think the potential is of Congress doing anything about immigration this year?
The president's message on his executive order actually sort of derailed what was already underway to some degree, brought the attention to the issue. I'd still like to think that there is a possibility, because I actually been working with some folks in the Ag Committee and Judiciary and Budget on trying to pull some ag legislation out, as well as other legislation on different areas, technology and other things too, so that we can do it in part. So there's an opportunity to do it, but I just think that it's going to have to be some kind of slicing. So right now, hopeful, but trying something different instead of doing the same thing over and getting nothing.
That's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Go ag. I love it, love it, love it.
Well, Eileen, thank you very much. It was a very informative presentation, and I know people really needed to hear that. Here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.